Sometimes God works in unusual ways. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. In a few moments, we'll hear how God can use 3 cents, today's version of the widow's mite, to change hearts. We'll also get the inside scoop on what's changed in Bible translation over the last 100 years. But first, as Sri Lanka confronts the demons of its past, local missionaries are fighting demons of a different kind. The United Nations recently started bringing justice to Sri Lanka for war crimes committed during its 30-year civil war. At the same time, people oppressed by evil are finding freedom in Christ. Christian Aid Mission's Amy Cotton says the indigenous missionaries they help are seeing God do some pretty incredible stuff.
There's example after example from these different ministry leaders in different parts of Sri Lanka saying, this is what God is doing. I mean, they have literally had blind men see by the power of the name of Jesus. The Lord is really using healing to make his presence known.
A lot of people are coming to Christ, but they need your assistance.
Pray for their safety. Satan doesn't want these people accepting Christ, and so there is a lot of persecution.
Being tortured for your faith isn't exactly a vacation, obvious, right? But one woman from Eritrea has called it a honeymoon with Jesus. A few years ago, local security officials tortured Gabrielle in an effort to make her deny Christ. Prepared to die, she refused. Yet Gabrielle is not the first Christian to endure difficult persecution. So if you would, please pray for believers around the world, like Gabrielle, to have the strength to hold fast to the truth of Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. Anyone in business knows that money is sometimes hard to come by. But a donor of Bethany Christian Services recently offered up a $350,000 matching grant. But in order for Bethany to receive the full amount, the funds have to be raised by the first day of March. The monies will be used to help fund Bethany's refugee program, helping people who've lost so much intersect with the gospel and gain just a little hope. And while Bethany has an exciting chance to help refugees, World Missionary Press is seeing the gospel sweep across India. Right now, there's about 600,000 unreached villages in the nation. But WMP's Dean Crowder says it won't be that way for long. Why?
There's a concerted effort by a number of very large groups who are training future pastors and evangelists with an agreement to go out and reach 5 unreached villages over the course of their training and start churches.
With thousands of indigenous Christian leaders sharing the gospel, the unreached will hear the word in no time. WMP wants to come alongside leaders by supplying them with scripture booklets. They recently started a new mission called Project India to help.
We're in a capital raise to print 100 million scripture booklets for distribution to our ministry affiliates.
100 million is a lot, but with your help, it can be achieved. Each booklet costs about 3 cents, and that's all it's going to take to save a life. And think about what has changed in your lifetime. What if your lifetime covers a century? Wycliffe Bible Translators Bob Creason says Bible translation has jumped forward light years since 1916.
What we used to do is assign one team to one language for one lifetime. It would take 20 or 30 years to produce the New Testament.
On February 23rd, the ministry celebrates the 100th birthday of one of their trailblazers, George Cohen. What he has is perspective.
Today, at this 100th birthday, George actually sees the pace of translation increasing to the point where in this generation, we will see the remaining Bible translation needs started.
Methods have changed and cooperation increased. At the same time, so have the challenges. Don't forget, this is war.
The enemy always loves to attack at our point of unity and our point of cooperation and partnership. So I would just ask that listeners would pray that God would protect us as we work together toward what we really believe is God's mission.
Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. What does it mean to be a child of God? How does that impact everyday life? How can we view ourselves differently? Set Free Ministries is offering the booklet, Who I Am in Christ, as a resource to help you better understand your identity. It's free when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.